Welcome to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music.
Hello and welcome to Turbo Drive Live. I've forgotten which episode it is because I've been having one of those weeks which is just absolutely terrible. I'm guessing it's episode 60-something because obviously it's just like, ugh. Let's see. I'm going to check the list of episodes that I've uploaded before. It's 68. It's episode 68. Yep. Throwing a set 67. You're wrong. Okay, so welcome to episode 68 of Turbo Drive Live. Welcome. As I try to chill out, because I've had a very stressful week this week, and it's just absolutely terrible for me. I mean, it's like terrible as in life-wise. It's like my life's, you know, pretty meh. Also, gaming-wise, it's been meh, because I've been playing games. I'm also trying to do, you know, kind of like media work for a game that I'm playing just now. And it's a review for TFMX, so it's only a TFMX exclusive, so it's only going to be on there. If you want to know what's... if you want to know what the, you know, game that I'm reviewing is, then go on to TFMX, it's tfmx.co.uk, and you'll be able to find out no problem. So, yeah. Other things like work is just like, crap. It's like, I hated work today. I just was never focused to actually, I wasn't focused enough to actually do my job, which is a first. And so after a couple of years of working there, it's just like, my God, I've just lost the will to work. Which is a surprise, because usually I'm like energetic, you know, to do such things. But apparently, no, I can't for some reason this time around. But hey, it happens, you know. And it's also my eye was twitching a lot. Everyone's right eye was twitching while they were working. And it's like, I can't believe it. It's like, it wasn't me. It wasn't just me. It was like everyone. Everyone was twitching it. Everyone had a twitchy eye in their right eye. It was just creepy as hell. And it bugged the hell out of me as well. It's like, I went to the point where I actually slapped myself upside the head and, you know, tried to make it stop, which worked for a few seconds, and then it came back and it was just like, oh, crap. So, anyway. Anyway, welcome to Turbo Drive Live, only on SSR. If you're listening to the recorded version, then yeah, welcome to Turbo Drive Live, episode 68. Right, we're going to go straight into this. We have Sonic News Rewind coming up right after a little musical number right next. Then we've got Turbo Swiss Impressions, which is a DVD review. Or DVD impressions of, well, obviously a DVD, duh. So be sure to look out for that. And I think I'll be talking about various other things later on in the show that I've been doing. So yeah, and of course we've got your requests. So if you got your requests, send them in now. And basically, it's pretty much most of the Sonic songs, minus the Game Gear songs. I've got like a couple of Master System Sonic games, like Sonic 1 and 2, I believe. I've got the most recent stuff, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much I've got the most recent stuff of Sonic music, including the new True Blue album, of course. And I've also got like non-Sonic music as well, being that of Guitar Hero 3, mostly. It's like, that's the full soundtrack that I've got for that. Also, Jet Set Radio, Jet Set Radio Future, the orange box, stuff like that. It's like, basically, if you, you know, ask me what it is, and if I have it, then I'll play it. If I don't, I don't play it. Simple as that. Right, and, of course, the ways you can contact me for those requests or any questions that you have. I mean, if you've got any questions, go ahead. You can send them to me at my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk. And if you have, if you got MSN up and running, then you can contact me there. Or, well, I don't have Skype on just now. I think I'll just leave it off. Actually, no, I'll switch it on in a while. But yeah. And if you've in the IRC chat room, the Sonic Stadium IRC chat room, then you can give me a private message there, which many people have. It's like I try not to download that many songs. I mean, this is mainly a Sonic related show. It's mainly supposed to be Sonic music, but apparently a lot of people still tend to, you know, give me, like, say, oh, download this song and play it for me, and then they'll never request it again, you know, which is just annoying. So, because I've got a lot of that. I've got a lot of tunes that I've downloaded onto my hard drive, and they're never played or requested again, just because they just want to hear it that one time, and then they just F off and do their own thing. But anyway. Alright, and of course, remember, if you're in the IRC chat room, double click on my name in the channel and send me your requests there. Don't send me the requests in the main channel. I'm talking to you, Blue Dude, who's in the IRC chat room right now. Right. So we've got in the IRC chat room today, we've got Joshu, Chris, Ellison K, Rory, who's at away from his keyboard, being that it's Be Right Back. Bath Gui, Birdie, Casper, D'Artagnan, who's out just now, Didgeroo, who's hypersonic, Falk, Strongbrad's changed his... Well, obviously Strongbrad was Falcon's Punch, or whatever the fuck. What was it? Gab's Girl. Hawks, who's asleep just now. JJ Forever. JJF. Kitsune, who's away. Kogan. Logo Cass. Miles Per Hour, Frozen, Rila, Regal, Resident SD, Ritz, Strongbad, The Capester, The Blue Dude, The Master Hand Blue Dude, oh, stupid thing, Thrungus, and myself, and of course the XG team, being consisting of Resident SD, The Capester, and Thrungus, are burning, because they've got We Be Burning. On Burnout Paradise, and I was with them before the show began, and I was getting my ass kicked, and I was getting pissed off, and I hate it very much, because I think it's just, I hate the game. I just hate the game so much. That's because I haven't played it that much, so yeah. Okay. So, I'll find out what Strongbad is wanting, because I'm getting sick and tired of it. Right, let's get into our requests then. Not our requests, into songs, yes. Right, after this song, we've got Sonic News Rewind coming up right next. The song is the last boss theme from... what was it? Streets of Rage. the first game. I love Streets of Rage 2, the first game. The first game was kick-ass. I just hate this. I didn't like the second one because it took out the main. It took out the best thing out of the series, which was the backup, the cops backup, where they just come in with a rocket launcher or a machine gun or whatever, and they just, you know, destroy the whole screen. So number one was my first. Number one was just great. So yeah. Here is the last boss theme from Streets of Rage. Enjoy. And see you on the other side for Sonic News Rewind, only on Turbo Drive Live. Yes. Even though I don't sound enthusiastic because I'm just absolutely knackered. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Apparently, it just kept on looping, and obviously they didn't like have a fade out for the music, so it just kind of like went abrupted, and it was like Sonic News Rewind. There we go. So yeah, that's what happens. Right. Okay. Yep. Whatever. Okay. Right, crappy things going on. So, yeah, right, so what's in Sonic News this week? Yes, let's check it out. Okay, starting with the latest one back in, back here. Sonic Riders Zero Gravity for the UK has been given an official release date from Sega Europe themselves, confirming that it is Friday the 22nd of February, that it's coming out over here in the UK, so lucky for us that it's coming out. And I've heard so much about Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, and I've heard it's pretty bad. And that's totally throwing me off a bit. Yep, it's throwing me off. Right, up next, classic Sonic the Hedgehog figurines coming soon. Yes, Vignal, who's a company that kind of has, or actually, what was it? First Four Figures. That's the company that has made various video game and character models, such as the Assassin's Creed's Altair figurine, and also a figurine of Link from Ocarina of Time. There's gonna be four figurines so far. The figurines that have been announced so far have been Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, and they're all formatted into the classic kind of like design of Sonic the Hedgehog. So that's like the early 90s format as such. So that's pretty cool, and I can't wait for them to come out. Yeah, definitely. Right. In the Sonic community, the Sonic Site Awards for 2007 have revealed the kind of like the actual awards kind of like pictures that you get, the actual awards available now on Sonic, on Sonic News. So just to reiterate the Sonic Site Awards winners, we had Information Station going to Concept Mobius, Evolved Forum going to No More Blue, Most Entertaining to The Sonic Show, Impressive Layout to Mystic Force Zone, the Worth It Award went to Saturday Morning Sonic. Evolved Website for No More Blue as well. Fan Game of 2007 went to Retro Sonic. Artist 2007 went to Airlight. Comic 2007 went to Cosmic Chaos Diamonds. Fiction of 2007 went to A Rose and a Thorn. Music 2007 went to Snapple Man for Malicious Fingers. Elite Award went to Sonic Cage Dome and Sonic Rex, and biggest contribution went to Dark Speeds, and Sonic Site Award 2007 went to Sonic Style. So yeah, right. So those were the winners back then. The awards were made by Dark Noise, who's a fellow SSR DJ here. So that's cool. Well, supposedly, I actually haven't actually heard an official show from him, so not yet, anyway. And Mario & Sonic at the Olympic Games has been released on the DS this week, so there was a lot of media hyping the game's release, being out of new screenshots were shown, showing the some of the exclusives that are on the DS version that's not on the Wii version, and that being the kind of like cycling and the Dream Basketball as well, that's on it as well. So that's pretty cool. It's like, you know, being that the DS has a few exclusives on it, so pretty sweet. And that's about it. There was also a new trailer released for Mario & Sonic at the Olympic Games for the DS version. Obviously I've been seeing TV spots on selected TV channels on Sky, so yeah, a lot of advertisement has gone into the DS version anyway, that's for sure. Yeah. So anyway, that is pretty much it. Just need to go on here and check up stuff. So what's people saying in the IRC chat room now? What was it? Last time I checked, it was like, Can't remember what was I talking about. Oh yeah, the listener count. Listener count was pretty. It was like 15 minutes before the show was about to start, and then I saw there was like about 8 people listening to the actual channels. And then as soon as I got on, it just like almost doubled. Doubled. Well, doubled in half, you know. Went from 8 to 22 in a matter of minutes, which is pretty insane, really, but still. But yeah. People talking about Super Mario Galaxy for some reason, and so yeah. Yep. So yeah. Cool. Oh, sugar. Lots of things going, falling over the place. Lovely, lovely. Right, okay. Right. Wow, sick. Oh, apparently it's like Thrungus was saying he met one of Turbo met one of my wannabes for some reason. And it's like, I don't know where he's finding them, but hey, I've already found a couple of wannabes already. It's like I've already found people on YouTube thinking that they're Turbo the Hedgehog for some bizarre reason. I say to them, and it's like, right, do you know who Turbo the Hedgehog is? Yes, I am. And it's like, no, you're incorrect. If you live in the UK and you were loyal to the Sonic the Comic series, you would know that Turbo the Hedgehog is an actual hedgehog in the Sonic universe, so you could fuck your balls right up your ass. So yeah. Who is that? Turbo Terrific is on Paradise City. He was not burning. He was not burning. I wasn't burning either when I was playing with Fungus and the guys. It's like, I was just basically, you know, it was just weird. So yeah, it doesn't matter. I say the most random stuff, do I? It's like, fuck your balls up your ass. That's worrying. That is worrying. Yeah, I. So yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Sunny's in the room and she's saying, "I'm the number one DJ of the weekend." Yeah. So if I ever change my change the day of my show, I would be crap. That would be good. That would be a good turn. You can't honestly say that Turbo is better than Dreadnoks. Well, that's true, actually, because Dreadnoks has been doing it longer before I have, and he actually founded the station. So if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a DJ here. And if it wasn't for me being a DJ here, I wouldn't be part of TFMX, and if it wasn't for TFMX, I wouldn't be doing other projects. And if I wasn't doing other projects, I wouldn't be the lazy fuck that I'm here right now doing my own thing, doing 24/7. So yeah, that's what happens. Alright, so I was kind of thinking of other things that I was talking about. Not this past week, but the week after, or the week before that. I was working. Well, I wasn't working. I was actually messing around on Xbox Live, and then I found out on Screwattack.com, which I'm part of the forums there. I'm part of the duo on forums there. I'm just nosing around, see what Screwattack's like, because I like Screwattack. Screwattack.com's a great site, and I was going there, and they had a gaming session where if you found them on Xbox Live, you'd be able to play like a game of Halo or something like that. And I was able to play with Perfect Liz and Perfect Liz, not very, she's not well, she's an important part of the team, but not as, it's like she doesn't get the recognition that she deserves, and she only does like one segment for the site, which is the quote of the week, which is funny. It's like, quote of the weeks are very funny. It's like, some of them are very funny. I was trying to get my chance of, getting to play with starting Craig and Hanson Tom, but apparently they were playing Call of Duty in other games, and I couldn't get into their games, which sucked. So, anyway, you know, things like that happen. So, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, sorry. I was, like, tired. Yes, I am. A lot of things. A lot of people just talking about stuff. So, yeah. What else I was going to say? Talk about. There was something else I was going to talk about as well. It's a long weekend just now, and apparently it's like my mom's not working just now, and my sister's in hospital, and you know, we have to take care of her very very young infant child, baby kid, and by God, I cannot do anything. It's like, it's absolutely terrible. I can't do, you know, anything, you know. It's like he screams constantly for no reason at all. He only does it just to get attention and whatnot, and it just annoys the hell out of me. So yeah. Thrungus is saying, give a shout out to TFMX's official YouTube account, which is TFMX Live Vision. Strong Bad saying, you know, this fag is advertising. Well, that fag is the owner of TFMX and, you know, one of my closest friends. And, you know, is, you know, basically, you know, it's just, you know, just shut up. Stop calling one of my friends. And the guy who gave me the chance to actually review games for a living, for no charge and no pay, yeah. So, yeah. Right, yeah. So anyway. Yeah. Fag. What other things I've been doing? Can't really, you know, put it's, it a lot's happened. A lot's happened, so anyway. Right. Okay, I better get stuff done before I lose focus. Right, we got Turbo's first impressions coming up right next. Before that, we've got a song from The Orange Box. Yes, this is from the Half-Life games, and it's done by Kelly Bailey, and it's dubbed Last Legs. So enjoy the song while I sort up stuff and whatnot, and we'll go into Torpor's First Impressions, TFI, the TFI review thing, DVD review, yeah, cool. Right, so here's the song, and enjoy. See you in a bit. We'll be right back.
Turbo's first impression.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Turbo's first impressions. Now, Turbo's first impressions this week, it's, DVD. Big DVD. Very popular series. Making a spoof out of a movie. Simple as that. It is the Family Guy episode known as Blue Harvest. And it's their spoof on the Star Wars game. Star Wars movie. Star Wars, the fourth movie, or the fourth episode, episode 4, A New Hope. And basically, it's funny as hell. It's funny as hell. I've been a Family Guy fan for quite a while now, you know. And it's like, I like the jokes that are in the series. It's just so funny. I got myself the big collector's edition, which, funnily enough, had a Blue Harvest collector's t-shirt, which is pretty snug, and it actually sports the box art on the front of it, which is pretty cool. I can describe to you being that of Stewie being playing as Darth Vader in the background, and you've got I can't remember any of that. You got Lois is playing as Princess Leia. Then you got Quagmire playing as C-3PO, and Chris plays as Luke Skywalker. I've forgotten who plays R2-D2. It's the black dude. I can't remember who he is. But hey. Cleveland, that's it. Aye, thanks. You see, obviously, I like the show, I like the jokes, but I never tend to remember any of the characters' names half of the time. Except for Peter, who's obviously the main character of the series. Peter's just a classic, and he plays as, Han Solo. There we go. Peter's just like a class character. Being played is just, he's funny as hell. Even in, even as Han Solo in the game. Not in the game, in the DVD. Strong Bass was saying, is this a Star Wars spoof that's on YouTube? Yeah, but it's not in it's in high quality, and it's not being recorded by a camcorder. Yeah. Because that's all I found on YouTube, is camcorder footage being shown, which is just nuts. Also, Brian. I love Brian. Brian the dog, and he's just funny as hell as well. Him and Stewie get along just fine. They're a comedy pair. And Brian plays as Chewbacca in the movie, and he just it's just funny how he just goes for it. Even though it's very like a very small role, it's still funny enough. It pretty much goes line in line with the actual Star Wars movie, but adds its own little flair of parodies and jokes and whatnot, and it's just funny as hell. The other extras. There's like audio commentary, which is alright. A conversation with George Lucas, and my God, I didn't even know George Lucas actually liked Family Guy until I saw this little interview with him, and it's just funny as heck. Also, a featurette of The Making of Blue Harvest, which is it's okay. An animatic version of Blue Harvest, which gets to show you a few things that were not in the actual episode, which is pretty okay. Although it's not, you know, funny. You've also got, like, the Family Guy Star Wars clip show, which basically shows every parody up to season 5, I believe, of Star Wars. So it's got some of the good ones, like the one where with the Dark Lord finding the formula to good Star Wars dialogue, which is something dark side, something complete. It's just funny as hell. So yeah, there's also an Easter egg, funnily enough, but I can't find it, which is crap. And also, it has a bonus episode as well, which is North by North Cohog, which is basically Peter and Lois go on their second honeymoon, and they find, or they go on, they steal, what was it, Mel Gibson's private room in a fancy hotel, and they have, like, the trailer for Passion of the Christ 2, Crucify This, and it's just funny as hell. Various other extras include, like, two pairs of 3D glasses, which is the kind of like red and blue ones, and there's actually a 3D scene of 3D fight scene in, you know, the DVD, which is just crap, really. It's just absolutely crap. There's also like a 20-page collector's edition art book as well with the show, and also 12 limited edition trading cards, which has scenes of the actual show as well. So that's pretty cool. The main reason why I got the collector's edition was the T-shirt. Mainly the T-shirt. I love the T-shirt. It's just fantastic. The DVD overall, it's a funny episode. It's roughly about 45 to 50 minutes long. Initially. That's like the main episode that you bought it for. It doesn't comprehend any of the extras. Like it doesn't like add in the total running time for the clip show or the conversation with George Lucas or even the extra episode, which is an extra 25 minutes as such. So that's pretty cool. You know, you're getting two episodes. A feature-length episode, and a, you know, an extra episode on top of that. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. It is a 15, obviously, because of the adult references that are in it, including good old Herbert. I think that's his name, Herbert. The creepy old guy in Family Guy plays as Obi-Wan Kenobi in the, you know, the episode, and it's just funny as hell, you know, because it has, like, references from the actual show, and him just being funny. It was just, right, so, overall, if you do find, if you ever find this in a DVD, in HMV or anything like that, get it. Get the collector's edition if you can, because I couldn't find any when I was in HMV. This is after I bought this, and I couldn't find any afterwards. So I'm guessing they're pretty limited now. So if you can find the collector's edition, get it for the T-shirt. I think it's like £21.95, so about just like £22 or £23. I can't remember, but it's totally worth it because with the DVD on its own is like £11.95 or £12.95. I can't remember, but basically it's £10 for the extra T-shirt, which is pretty good, and it's a decent size as well. You know, it fits me, so that's a consolation as such. So yeah. So yeah, that is, what was it, Turbo's first impressions on the Family Guy Blue Harvest DVD, which is pretty cool. So, this is, Thrunkers is asking, bigger or smaller than a marquee? Define marquee. Yeah. it's like, I, you know, it's like, how can I say, it's like, how can I explain the size of it? Well, basically, it says it's, what was it, a medium, is it? I don't have the t-shirt with me. I don't think it's as big as the Resident Evil t-shirt that I have. Which is something that Thrungus gave to me. It's the special Resident Evil 4 t-shirt, which has the chainsaw on it, and a funny joke about Salazar's chainsaw massacre, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. It was used to promote the Resident Evil 4 back in the day, so, yeah. Sandless saw, that's it. So, yeah. Okay, so, but anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, the t-shirt is pretty cool, you know, so, yeah. Right, okay, so, overall, get the DVD. If you can ever, if you find the collector's edition, get that, okay? Yeah. Yeah. It's totally worth it. It's totally worth every penny. Right, okay. Right, I kind of ran out of stuff to say, actually. I'm trying to think of everything. I was given, what was it? My show has been given reference a couple of times by people, including Resident SD, who does a show on tfmx.co.uk called Extreme Gaming Music, XGM, and he's said, you know, talked about my show twice on XGM, and I forgot to mention his show, so I would like to say, you know, if you want to catch some extreme gaming music, then go on to TFMX and download Resident SD's XGM podcast on TFMX every Wednesday, and it's got, and you can request any video game music. In fact, Resident SD's actually said my shows three times, so that's even worse. So, yeah, if you want to find out, if you want to request any songs, you can request them in his section or on the TFMX forums, which is at tfmx.co.uk/forums as well, so you can check that out as well. So, yeah, there you go, that's you plugged, Resident. Alright, now, let's talk about the Sonic community now. In the Sonic community, Summer of Sonic. Many people know that it's been happening. Something's going down for this year's Summer of Sonic. Last year there wasn't one, mainly because there was no organization involved, but there were kind of like these meetups that were going on, and and actually last year we actually did a special event for Sonic's 16th anniversary, which was Sonic Super 16th on Sega Sonic Radio, where we had like a marathon of shows dedicated to Sonic the Hedgehog and going through the history of Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff like that, and it was a good turnout. It was like about over 70 people were tuned in to the shows that were going on during the day, and Yeah, this time for Summer of Sonic, there's going to be stuff going on in the UK. And let's see. On the Sonic Stadium message boards right now, Dreadnox has announced that there is going to be a big, big meetup. there's going to be a big meetup down in London, and it's hopefully going to be set on a Saturday, where anyone can get there, no problem. Two dates have been rumored to be put on, which is June 28th and July 6th, I believe, or July 5th, or July 7th, or whatever. It's June or July. Now, me personally, I would love to go down to this event and meet up with everyone from the Sonic community. And Sonic fans alike, because up here in the UK, up here in Inverness, there's Sonic fans, but they don't own up to it. And if they do, they're usually kids that don't even know what they're talking about half of the time, and it just annoys the hell out of me. While if I go down south, I'll find people who know what they're talking about and actually like Sonic in a different way, rather than just being, you know, saying, "Yay, Sonic's my favorite character in all time," and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no. I would actually like to go down south and actually have a banter, not just about Sonic, just, like, anything else, anything gaming-related. You know, if I have a Sonic fan who just likes Sonic constantly, I would be bored stiff, you know. I would like to talk about other Sega-related games as well, and also other companies like you know, Capcom games and, you know, Namco games and stuff like that. You know, the list goes on. So I really hope that the final confirmed date for this is June 28th, because that way I can actually get time off from work, and, you know, I'll be able to go down and get to see stuff as well, get to see everybody in London, and have a kick-ass time, and also have, like, you know, have a day or two in London, stay there, and then get up. The only problem being that I probably won't be able to do a Turbo Drive Live during that time, but that's only a small price to pay, you know. So, yeah. Right. Right. It's like I wish Dreadnox could actually officially confirm what the date is for the meetup, so that way I actually know what's gonna happen and I can book everything right now, because I can't confirm anything. So I am, you know, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of this event, but I can't put my name in and then the date's confirmed for a date that I can't actually get there due to. And it's like, if it's in June, fine. But if it's in July, it's like my parents are gone in July. It's like they go on holiday and I have to take care of the house, and that's me fucked. That's me fucked for the whole month of July, and I can't do anything, which just pisses me off. So honestly, you know, it's pretty bad, you know, that that's happened. That's pretty bad, because my parents get to go on holiday in July, but I can't, which is just annoying. I mean, it's unfair on me, because really, you know, I should be able to get the free time, but no, apparently there's, you know, dogs and cats that need to be taken care of, and I'm the only person who could do that, which is just crap. Utter crap. So I hope Dredd, I'm thinking I should get in contact with Dredd and ask him to, you know, actually make an official date as such, because I can't be bothered just waiting for the last minute and he announces the date at time where it's not suitable, you know, for myself. I mean, myself and one other person on the Sonic Stadium message boards have actually specified it to be on June 28th, and I want it to be on June 28th. I want it for a passion, because it's the only time that I can actually say, right, that's the only day I would want this to happen. And if I can get another another few people to say, because everyone says, oh yeah, we're fine, you know, nothing's gonna happen to us, we can get down there no problem. I'm the only person who actually has this situation where I have to request that date. I want that date to be finalized. If not, I can't go, and that's me screwed another year out of not being able to go down and meet up with loads of Sonic fans, lots of gaming fans, and just have a general laugh with friends, and actually meet up with the guys that I work with, you know, like Rory and and Dredd and Adam T-Bird, you know, T-Bird there is like, you know, and also if I ever get the chance, if the guys at TFMX want to do that as well, they can, you know, I'll be able to meet up with them in person as well. So, you know, that'll be a bonus. It's like meeting up with both my Sonic Stadium friends and my TFMX friends. And it's pretty cool, you know, that pretty cool and all that. So really, I would like the final date to be the 28th of June. If not, that's me screwed. I can't do anything. And I am this psyched of wanting this, done. You know, simple as that. You know. So if you're there and you say, well, basically, I want to talk to everyone in the IRC channel, or everyone who's listening. If you go onto the Sonic Stadium message boards and sign in and find the SOS, SOS, SOS topic that's on the Sonic Stadium section, which is standing for Summer Sonic, go there, say that you're going to the event, and actually do say you are going. Don't say you are, but then then you don't actually show up. Actually, if you do have the chance to actually have free time during that time and actually, you know, say, yes, I'm available for this event, but say that it has to be the June 28th. I mean, I've said that myself. One other person said June 28th, but no other people have actually said, go on to June 28th. You know. So I'm the only person. One other person said that they want to do it on June 28th. And, That's one of those things. So that's pretty much me done. And you know, if you don't want me there, fine. Just, you know, post in saying, okay, I want it on such and such day as well. So, yeah. Alright. And my computer's slowing up, so that's cool. Right, I think we should get into requests now. I think I've talked enough. But like I said, be sure to check out the Sonic Stadium message boards and check out the stuff that's there. You know. And Strong Bad's posting July 5th. But you can't, Strong Bad, because A, July 5th is actually Independence Day and you should be celebrating that first, and B, you're actually from the States, so really, your vote doesn't count. So yeah. Twat. So yeah. Right, okay, we gotta go into requests now, so here we go, and July 4th. Why? I was the day out. Whatever. Do you want your song played or not? If you're gonna be that picky and bitchy, you know. Cause Strong Bad sent me a song and he wants me to play it, and I feel like not playing it anymore because he's a twat. You know. You know. It's like. Yeah, it's just like, Strong Bad must be pleading with me now, you know. He must be saying, no, please. Lots of people say, don't do it, don't do it. It was like, yeah. Yeah, Strong Bad is a twat. And it's like, you know, I call people how I see it, and Strong Bad's a twat. You know. You twat. Because at first he was a noob, now he's a twat. That's just great. So, yeah. Right. But I'm gonna play it anyway. It's like, just keep him quiet. So, start off the requests. It's one of those songs that will just be played once in the game, once on my show, and then it will never be requested again, ever. So, there you go. So here is the DK rap from Donkey Kong 64, and obviously I've heard it before. Yeah, it's not the greatest song in the world. So, yeah. It happens, so, yeah. And then after that, we've got a couple of other requests. Requests from Resident SD, being that of the Jungle Zone, from the 8-bit version of Sonic the Hedgehog 1, and Crisis City, which has all four versions of the song being played at once, which is a full 6 minutes and 50 seconds. Wow. That's long for a level song, so yeah. Anyway, enjoy the songs, and more requests will be added on, so stay tuned. This is Turbo for Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio. Keeping it real. And we are burning. Yes.
Here we go.
Turbo's are finally here. Perform it for you. If you know the words, you can join in too. Put your hands together if you want to clap. As we chase you through this monkey rap. This game, Donkey Kong. He's the leader of the bunch. Gonna hurt. has no grace. This car has a funny face. He can handstand when he needs to, and stretch his arms out just for you. Inflate himself just like a balloon. This crazy car just digs his tune.
Okay, sorry, I had to stop that there, because this song is really annoying the hell out of me. I mean, oh, dear God, I'm stopping the song. I'm moving on. Sorry, people, but, I can't be bothered playing the rest of that shit. It's just, you know, it's bad. I mean, come on. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, come on. Ugh, I'm never gonna play that again. Sorry for damaging your ears. I mean, God's sake, it's just terrible. Anyway, let's get on with some actual Sonic music. There we go. Ruffle Mal. And we're back. Welcome back. Yeah, that was last two tracks. There was Digital Circuit Remix from the Shadow of the Hedgehog album soundtrack, and the option screen menu from Sonic Spinball, which I actually like. Actually, a lot of people are thinking, "Oh my god, my ears!" But apparently, yeah. Why don't you just turn down your volume and actually put on some headsets? You know, be much easier and more clearer. So yeah, I was going through the IRC chatting thing, and it's like someone entered into the room called MSUK, and my instant reaction was that, oh, it's AUK, only just using MS as in Mario and Sonic in his name. But apparently no, apparently everyone's going, ah ha ha ha, it's not AUK, it's someone completely different. So why the fuck do they have, you know, UK at the end of their name? I mean, AUK is the only person I actually knows who has a UK at the end of the fucking name. So why the fuck is there another person with UK at the end? Honestly, it's just fucking ridiculous. Right, okay. What was it? People were bitching about the Mario and Sonic. Not Mario and Sonic. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And people were thinking, it's like, why is it taking so long for this game to be released in certain countries? Well, it's not only because of, being the game being released and all that. It's also getting the green light to get it released. I mean, there's possibly, lots of paperwork for these types of games to be released in certain countries. The certain kind of legal battle that's going on in the UK for Manhunt 2 trying to get released over here in the UK. That's going through some serious legal bullshit right now, just to get released. You know, simple as that. I mean, also, yeah, it's different regions and all that. US has NTSC, and the UK and Europe and Australia have PAL. But Australia has the worst part of it as well. You know, Australia don't get most of the things as soon as other PAL, as the other PAL areas as well, namely because their native language in Australia isn't English. It's actually a completely different language altogether. I don't know what it is, but I think I'm right anyway, but I'm not sure. But usually there tends to be differences. Yeah. So yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. A lot of people just going, so, yeah. So yeah, a lot of people are talking about Brawl and whatnot. Yeah, I can't wait for Brawl either. I mean, it's 29 days in the States, but there's still no official release date for the UK. So, what's taking Nintendo so fucking long to just release a UK release date? I mean, God, they announced a Japanese release date, they announced a US release date, but they can't be arsed, announcing a UK release date. Why? Why are they taking so long to just announce a release date for a major country? I mean, come on. I mean, it really is annoying as such that we are left in the dark with a stupid release date of quarter one or quarter two of 2008, which is just ridiculously stupid. Yeah, just really gets on my nerves. Anyway, check my emails, see what people are saying. Obviously, not many people would be saying anything, but hey, it happens. Also check the listener count. It's like about, still about 20 listeners. Yeah, 20 listeners. Yeah, thought so. So, yep. Can we just play Wii Chess and get along? Fuck no. So, yeah, things like that. Happens. Yep. So yeah, lots of things going on in the IRC chat room that I cannot, you know, focus on at all. It's just stupid. So yeah. People were talking about something else earlier on in the show. No, not that. Yeah, people were bitching about Mega Man not being in Brawl, even though when they announced Brawl, they said there were gonna be three. Was it three third-party characters, but we only find two. You know, there's only two there. What's this? Turbo, what do you think about the reporting chance, if not fact, Guitar Hero 4 is coming out this year? It's an absolute pile of bollocks. Yeah. The chances of Guitar Hero 4 coming out this year is none. There's no chance in hell that Guitar Hero 4 will be released this year. Yeah, I can guarantee that. I mean, that game, you know, it's quick, but it's not quick enough. You know, it's just not like it, so yeah. I wouldn't think so. I mean, I would never think. The only the only other game that I know that came out in a week this year or this past year was Sonic Rivals, which was on the PSP, and that came out. It was like the two games came out in a space of a year of each other. So, you know. So yeah, but yeah, that's just my opinion. Yes, I've seen the reports, but that's just my opinion. Yeah, it's like that's only estimated. It's like when they say estimated release date of 2008, it doesn't mean anything, you know. But anyway. Actually, no, that might be actually a lie, actually, because in the States, it was actually released in September of last year. So, yeah, it might actually get released this year, Guitar Hero 4, for the States, anyway. Don't know about the UK, I mean, it'll be cutting it close, but anyway. Oh yeah, something that I would like to actually tell you people. If you look up my gamertag on Xbox.com, you will find something interesting on Xbox.com on my gamertag. And on my gamertag, you can see a picture. If you're not my friend, that is. If you're my friend, then you'll see the picture that I currently have, which I used for my vision camera. But if you don't have my gamertag and you look it up on Xbox.com, well, anyway, you look it up on Xbox.com anyway. If you're my friend or not, log in and find my gamertag, which is Turbo at Turbo Space XLR on capitals, and you will see that my gamer pick has none other than the Angry Video Game Nerd in it. Yeah, the Angry Video Game Nerd. And you're probably wondering, how the fuck did he get that? Well, apparently ScrewAttack, I was talking about ScrewAttack.com earlier on today, and it has there my... Well, basically, on ScrewAttack.com just now is that they have released a picture pack from ScrewAttack. And there's a certain way... If you go onto ScrewAttack.com, there's a video on there to say how you can get the picture pack, which consists of five pictures, and two of them being symbols of ScrewAttack. There's ScrewAttack symbol, the ScrewAttack G1 symbol. Then you've got Handsome Tom in drag, Stunning Craig, and the Angry Video Game Nerd, and all for a cheap price of 50 Microsoft points. 50 Microsoft points. That is great. For five gamer pictures for 50 points, it's not bad. I mean, other kind of like gamer pictures for some games are like 150 or 100 points, but no, 50 points for a picture pack is just sweet. Absolutely sweet. And what's best, it's got the Angry Video Game Nerd in that picture pack, and it's a bargain. You know, so yeah, I mean, it goes to a good cause. ScrewAttack do a good job, so they deserve it. You know, they deserve going there. So I'll put on the link in the IRC chat room. ScrewAttack.com. Yeah, so that's the website there, ScrewAttack.com, and if you can't afford 50 Microsoft points, then you're a cheap son of a bitch, you know, because 50 points means pretty much nothing in this day and age. And it's like 50 Microsoft points is just cool. It's like, yeah, 42.5 pence. Yeah, 50p, just under 50p. It's like 50p for me. And it's like I can. It's like 50p is good. It's like, you know, 50p for picks is good. 150 is a ripoff. 100 points is a ripoff. But 50 is a bargain. It's like 10 points per picker. 10 points per pick. And that's good. That's very good. And besides, I was getting bored of my bored of the pictures that I was getting, and I do like ScrewAttack that much, so you know. And I'm devoted to that. So I could buy some Smarties and still have 12.5p left. Yeah, right. It was like 12.5p. He's like, yeah, how are you going to get rid of the half? I mean, come on. He's like, we haven't done half a pence since, like, you know, the 1970s or something, or 1980s or something stupid like that. Even longer, or, 1970s, 1960s, something stupid like that. So, yeah, screw up. Screw that. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Who cares about Smarties? I hate Smarties. I hate Smarties. They're bland. even though the chocolate with a coated sugar coated shell, it's still, you know. No, we're not charged by the half pence. Really, we're not really. But anyway, so that was something cool, you know. Oh boy. I got a lot of t-shirts this week as well. It's like, I've got, what is it? Got a Sonic t-shirt. Got a Resident Evil t-shirt that Fungus gave me, and some, you know, the Blue Harvest t-shirt was, even though it was ages ago. I also got, like, various other t-shirts as well. But I'm gonna keep that, I'm gonna keep one of my t-shirts a secret. Well, actually, two of my t-shirts secret. Because one is going to be in the TFMX video review that I'm doing just now, which you can find out more information on tfmx.co.uk, and one is off something that I ordered ages ago and would like to do it with the people who actually own it. So, yeah, that's why I'm trying to keep it a secret. keep you in the dark. I love keeping you guys out of the in the dark, not letting you know what I'm doing, ha ha ha, because it's funny. So anyway, of course, no one's everyone likes talk. Everyone likes to hear what I have to say instead of listening to their own music, like, you know, their music that they want to request and stuff like that. It's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. what else I was doing? Just trying to think up my week. I mean, it's been good, it's been bad, it's been mediocre, it's been boring. You know, it's been stuff like that. It's just crazy. So yeah. Yeah. So yep, it's one of those weeks. Mainly, yeah, it's one of those weeks. I mean, I am half tempted of getting, what was it? Oh, Resident was finding some information saying that in 1983 we actually got rid of the half pence coin, the half a penny coin, which was pretty much worthless after that. So yep. Yeah, I'm trying to think of myself. Trying to think of stuff to talk about. Oh yeah, it's like, what was it? Earlier on this week, it was, Ash Wednesday, funnily enough. Yeah, and, of course, Chinese New Year. Yeah, Chinese New Year, this year. This past Thursday. Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I wonder what year it is this year. I can't remember. I think I was born in 1989, so I think I was born on the dog. No. I was born on the ox. I know, because ox is remembrance of strength, and I've shown my strength before in the thing. Yeah. The year of the rat this year, I think. Yep. Yeah, didn't get a chance to bake pancakes this year, being that, you know, it's just one of those days. It's like Ash Wednesday, we never get, it's like, in my family, we never do fun things anymore like that anymore. It's, it's just one of those pastimes that kind of, like, eludes us. So yeah. Yeah, but the year of the rat. So yeah, it's just one of those days, huh? Yeah, or one of those years. It was like, year of the rat. That was kind of bad. It's like, I wonder what, you know, when's the next year of the ox gonna be? Maybe that'll be my lucky year. You never know. But anyway, I'm talking now to crap now, aren't I? It's like, no one wants to request songs and whatnot. I'll try to find a song so I can, you know, do something else for a while. It's like, here we go. Now this was, I never got a chance to play this song, from the True Blue album. Here is a new venture, Surfing SRA remix, from the True Blue album. So have a listen to this. And oh wait, actually, there was a song that was requested that I forgot to find, funnily enough. And wait a second, Seven Rings. It's like, I forgot all about this. Someone requested the Crush 4E version of Seven Rings in Hand, and I'm gonna play that. In fact, it was Blue Dude, and I forgot all about it. And it's like, wait a second, why is it ended that easily? Oh wait, because I forgot. There's another song. So I've been speaking all this time, and I haven't actually, you know, been doing any of this. And good, I'm putting Strong Bad to sleep. That's a first, which is good because, you know, he needs to get some sleep himself. Yeah. In his little quiet room. Yeah. He's been lacking in sleep and should sleep more. So, anyway, here is Crush 4E with Seven Rings in Hand. And maybe this will wake up Strong Bad because it's just hard rocking. It's rock. Haha. I actually like this, and I don't care who says this crap. I say it's the best version of Seven Rings in Hand, I think, in my personal opinion. So there you go. Okay, enjoy the song, and then after that we've got the SRA mix, Surfing SRA mix of a new venture, which was for Sonic Rush Adventure. So enjoy the songs, and see you on the other side. Yeah. Yeah.
No such thing.
Hey there, and welcome back. Well, it's gotta be coming up to the end of the show, so, yeah. Yeah, it's just gotta be one of those nights, so, yep. What was people talking about? They're still talking about Super Smash Bros. Brawl and stages and whatnot and whatever. So, yep. So, yeah. People were calling Brawl? I don't know if Strongbad's saying this, but it's like, I think he's saying Brawl is more... Oh, wait, no, he's defending it. He's saying it's more than your random Street Fighter knockoff. It's not shit. Yeah, so, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. He calls Street Fighter knockoff shit. Okay. Fair enough. Fair dues. Marvel vs. Capcom. I never got into that. But 58... I heard that there was like 58 characters in it. And by God, was that big. Yeah, everyone wants to just put Mario vs. Sonic in, you know, the ultimate battle. And Resident was talking about Street Fighter 3, Third Strike. I did actually see Street Fighter Third Strike for the Dreamcast in Game Station. I was about to get it, but then I went into, on the day that I got paid, I went in and it wasn't there, and I was like, fuck! I was like, son of a bitch! So, yeah. So, yeah, that happens. It's like, because I really wanted to play that. I mean, previously I bought, another Dreamcast game that I'm not going to say, because I still need to play it, and I want to do a Turbo's First Impressions or anything, like, something with it. But I bought something else, and, you know, I thought, it was like Third Strike or this. I don't know. It's like I think I really should have gone for Third Strike now, because that way, you know, it would have gotten me into the game. I mean, even though, yeah, Third Strike's also on Xbox in the Street Fighter Anniversary, but that's fucking hard to find as well. You know, it's like I can't find that anywhere either. So. This is kind of like a lose-lose situation here, so, yeah, it happens. If I can actually find the Street Fighter Anniversary that has the animated movie of Street Fighter 2, then I'd be sorted. So, yeah, at a cheap price. Right, okay, we gotta end the show tonight, people. It's getting to that time. Thanks, everyone, for listening in, including, people in the IRC chat room, which are Chris, LSNK, Rory, Casper, D'Artagnan, who's still out, Digiroo, Gab's Girl, Jobel, Soft, Hawks, who's asleep, JJ Forever, who's playing Devil May Cry 4, I hope he's doing well on it, JJF, Kaz, Kitsune, who's away, Kogan, Logo Kaz, Miles Prower, Frozen, Regal, Rila, Ritz is there. Rems, Risen SD, what's it? Yeah, that's on eBay, Resident. Yeah, so he gave me a link to a copy of the game on eBay. And it's like, I'm not gonna be paying for stuff on eBay again. So it's like, costs too much. Cybad Guy, Skyshark, Strongbad, Sunny, my number one fan, the Capester, the Blue Dude, who's the mastermind, Master Hand, Thrungus, and myself. Yes, there we go. So cool, so sweet. Yeah, obviously it will be no good to me at all as well if it's from Finland. Yes, that would be stupid. Getting a game from Finland. Yeah. To work on a UK machine. Any sense, people? Any sense? So anyway, that's everyone shouted out for you. Oh dear, it's like certain things. It's like the program schedule for Sonic for Sega Sonic Radio has kaput. So I don't know what's gonna be shown for the next coming for this week. Although it's like this week, I think the Sonic Hour's on again this Sunday, I think, anyway. Then you've got Speednux's Pie. Speednux Pie on the Monday night. Then you got JJ Forever, I think, with Randomly Strikes on the Tuesday night. And then you got Rory with the Raccoon Zone on the Wednesday night. And supposedly Dark Noise on the Thursday night, which I haven't had a chance to actually listen to yet. And Friday night you've got Rorai Black with the Tiger's Eye. And then you've got me again on the Saturday with Turbo Drive Live every Saturday. Well, almost every Saturday. In fact, actually, just a little heads up. You will not be able to hear me on one Saturday in April. I'll give you more information about that next time. Okay, so that's me over my limit. I need to get going. Thanks very much for people. I'm just gonna go straight into the outro and get the hell out of here. Right. Now where's the cue? Where's it? I don't know where it is. It's dear. There it is. So I'll catch you later, people, and keep it real and see you all next week. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music. See you later.